Hello and welcome to the Astrology Oddcast with me, Francesca Oddi. This week, I'm going to reflect on what's been going on lately and look at the new moon, some horoscopes, and of course, the daily aspects, like I always do, as we skip through the chart. I was putting up questions on Instagram yesterday saying, how's Virgo season? And was surprised that there was a lot of sorting my life out, sold a lot of things. And then there was a lot of, when will this end? What is going on? And I was curious because that wasn't a leading question from me. I was sharing, like, I'm so happy here in Richmond with my great bath. And then from nowhere, everybody was like, not good. So I'm curious as to, well, I'm not curious, like Mercury's retrograde and we've had Venus retrograde in 2023 is the love revolution. Now I just made this podcast a minute ago. I often do this, like I start it and then I go off on a tangent and I completely forget what I said and then I can't go back and then I just lose my thread and it's very, very annoying. And I've just posted on Instagram, life isn't about being perfect, it's about something else. What is it? I forgot. Life isn't about being perfect, it's about being ridiculously passionate. And I love that for the new moon. It's very aligned. But it's kind of hypocritical of me to just completely lose my thread and then redo this again. But also there is that, I think the alternative message of this new moon is that Uranian cutting. You know, Uranus cuts things off. It removes Uranus. I'm writing about Uranus all the time on my Instagram. Uranus is a planet that rules Aquarius, okay? Uranus is the planet most associated with astrology, some would argue. Some would say that Mercury is most associated with astrology because he's the messenger, and that too is true. We consider Uranus to be a higher octave of Mercury and therefore similar. Like Uranus rules technology and computers and phones and airplanes, and Mercury rules communications, emails, letters, and bicycles. They're about movement and ideas and the kind of speed. Mercury, the planet, does very well in Aquarius. People with Mercury in Aquarius are exceptionally bright, I find. Of course, everybody finds. Mercury in Gemini is also very bright. Mercury in general, well aspected, will give someone some level of intellectual capacity, whether they believe it or not. I see a lot of adults and children with strong Mercury in their birth chart who be like, well, I'm not clever, like I'm dyslexic or I was really slow or whatever. And I'm like, I'm telling you, you're clever. And whether that's because you're a good photographer or you've got a way with words or you're good at sailing or you're funny or you're like brilliant at making cocktails, good with your hands, maybe a great hairdresser. I don't know what it is. But I'm telling you might have been told by the system that you're not clever. I'm telling you that you're clever because Mercury is clever. And I always believe the chart, not the person, particularly not if it's a child and you know. There's expectations of how things should be. Anyway, that's an aside. Here we go again. Like, oh God, she's gone on a tangent. Where was she? I think I was talking about Mercury and the new moon and Uranus. And Uranus is in a harmonious, beautiful trine aspect to this new moon. Uranus is at 22 Scorpio right now, and the new moon will be at 21 Virgo. It's not at Scorpio. Uranus is at 22 Taurus right now, and the new moon will be in fellow Earth sign Virgo. And that's the other side of it. You know, it's not just about the revolutionary ideas. It's also about cutting. It's like you start the project sometimes. You know, it is just easier to start again. The thing you are trying to fix is broken, is fucked. Now, whether this is your relationship. And you know, people marry the same people again 5 years later. People go back to their exes, but you have to have a fresh start. You have to go, do you know what? We fucked up. Sorry for all the swearing, but as I always say, when Uranus is involved, Uranus just kind of brings the swearing. And swearing comes with its own energy and intention. I was reading a book. I read Ruth Jones, the Gavin and Stacey lady. And she was there was a character in one of her books who like swears with affection, and that there is just it's just always the energy behind things, isn't it? And some it's like, why can some people swear freely and it be fine? And maybe this isn't true. Maybe I'm narcissist, like gaslighting myself. Do you know what I mean? Sorry about the planes. And maybe I'm just telling myself, look, that I know that I feel friendly, and I'm doing it for humor, because sometimes, things p people swear. Someone swore at me in the Maldives, and I was like, ugh. Because they meant it. They meant it. I don't think I've ever told anyone to F off when I meant it, apart from maybe an ex-boyfriend or 10. But do you know what I mean? I will only say it as a joke. If I meant it, I think I'd use simpler English. Anyway, it's curious, no? Curious, the energy behind things. And also, maybe your Mercury, your style of communicating, really impacts how your words are received by other people. And then there could also just be the clash of Mercuries. Like, I receive some people well, or you receive some people well, but then you receive other people badly simply because of an astrological clash. Is it a universal thing, or is it all chemistry? Are we all receiving each other in a certain way, and perceiving each other in a certain way? And that's why, your first husband thought you're an absolute bellend, and your current husband really likes you. It's just an issue of compatibility. You didn't change. So there's all things to consider, and we don't 100% know, but we have a good idea. So Uranus is involved with this new moon, and that is why I scrapped the first copy of this pod, and here we are, and the second and the third, to be fair. But that's normal. I normally do a couple of false starts and just think, fuck it. And then here we are. Let's do the pod. So what do I want to say? I want to talk about Virgo season, and what was I saying last week? I was calling it service, being of service, Mercury retrograde in Virgo, being of service, bowing down. Every time somebody asked me to get them a drink or do anything, I'm just like, yeah, absolutely. Would you like that hot or cold? We went on our first ever family holiday without a row. I think it was the first ever one, I think. And I think it's a combination of factors. I think mainly the baby being around, my sister having a baby, but also like being, there's a few things. But one of them, I think, was Mercury retrograde in Virgo and just being of service, just bowing down to it. Every time something's annoying, just being like, cool, thanks. Give me more. Please test my patience a little bit more. So I don't know if that's your experience. And I read a great book. I gave it to my friend, actually, when I've got stuff everywhere, packing bags, and I found a book called Life Doesn't Have to Be a Struggle. And it was a tiny, tiny book. And I was just like, the only reason you struggle is because you can't accept reality. The only reason things are difficult is because you wish things that are a certain way were another way. If you accept things as they are, you're free. And I was like, is this it? Is that it? Can we do this? Maybe we can, but it's kind of very Peter Crone vibes. And he is a Virgo. So it must be a Virgo thing. But also forgiveness. We had the full moon in Pisces, and Virgo Pisces is an axis, and this new moon is opposing in aspect to, is talking to, this new moon is being stared at in the face by Neptune, the planet that is opposite in the sky. And Neptune is god of the sea. He rules mysticism and dreams and alcohol. He's Poseidon, presiding over all things spiritual. And Poseidon is the Greek name for Neptune, the Roman god. Same, but different. And so with Neptune opposing the new moon in Virgo, we are again looking at forgiveness and letting go as the ultimate freedom. Like, oh, this is how it is. Okay. And this then brings me to a new thought, a brand new thought about this new moon and the Venus retrograde and the love revolution, that this whole system, this whole setup, can be about forgiving yourself for the mistakes you made, the decisions you made, the mistake you made marrying someone, or the mistake you made being in a relationship with them for so long and letting yourself down. Like, it there's a lot of forgiveness there and reconsideration. And then with this new moon conjunct Uranus, you either walk away or you start afresh. And those two things are the same, but it has to be complete. It has to be real. It has to be an absolute fresh start, like a fresh start, fresh, complete forgive. Let you can't if you start again after this new moon, whether it's your business or, you know, I'm not going to list all the things. I'll do that in the horoscope. But whatever it is, the thing that's been coming up for you, whichever houses are in play, it's a proper fresh start. The old has to go. And that can be your lingering memories of exes and your lingering sentiments about certain things. It doesn't just have to be relationships, but this is the love revolution. So this can also be your relationship with yourself. You know, we've got the South Node in Libra collectively and the North Node in Aries. We need to go to a more independent way of being. And that involves letting go of those codependent tendencies where you keep relationships going at all cost just because that's who you are and what you've always done. And I'm actually going to be away for that. I don't know when I'll make the pod. I'm off the first 2 weeks in October and I'm properly off. I'm going. Not like, because in the Maldives, I was still around. And in Portugal, I'm still around. In Brazil, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm in a personal month seven and I am me and nature and no technology. Done, gone, goodbye. So, but that being said, I do think that first week in October is when things come to a head, when we get absolute clarity. And when I say absolute clarity, I mean on a certain topic. Today is the 12th of September. I've got a lot of friends with birthdays today. And the moon is where? The moon's entering Virgo by the time you're listening to this, so that's fine. We are in dark moon times. Release, retreat, relax. And I think because this new moon is opposing Neptune, and Neptune's such a sleepy, dreamy planet, it is giving recluse vibes. I was supposed to be going out for dinner tonight. I was supposed to be seeing Izzy. But I did a lot of readings today and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed doing it. Just so great to be in the UK just sitting. I knew I'd want to come back in September and just work for a bit. And it's been great. Just love listening to other people. But it's very kind of we're in the dark moon. We're in this spiritual. I was in my cave and I was just reading charts. And it's a total meditation for me reading a chart. I'm not in the room. I'm not reading my te texts. I'm not reading my emails. I'm not working on my business. I'm just doing my job. I'm not like organizing groups or planning what time a call's going to be or any of that stuff. I'm just fully present reading a chart. And it's such a gift. It's draining. It's tiring, but it's a nice tiring. It's satisfying. At the end of the day, I feel like I've done a job. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I could just do this. I could just read charts and that would be it. But no, I like organizing things and doing the group stuff as well. It's nice to have the balance. But Tuesdays is my day for just reading. Moon enters Virgo. So when you listen to this, Moon will be in Virgo. Moon will meet Mercury retrograde. And I think that's nice. I'm going to do the podcast with Colin, which I can't quite imagine actually, but I need to plan that. I was supposed to be planning that now. I was going to sit quietly, no technology, and think like, what are we going to talk about? But then I was like, oh, I can just do the podcast now and then I won't have to worry about it in the morning. So I've done that. But Mercury retrograde, Mercury is my chart ruler. I am 2 degrees rising Gemini. Colin has Mercury at 2 degrees of Gemini. And he seems to always like appear in the UK when Mercury is retrograde. And it's just lovely to have that Mercury connection. Like my ascendant 2 degrees and his Mercury 2 degrees is so ace. I love it. So yeah, the moon will be with Mercury and there'll be chat. Hopefully it won't just be a technological fucking disaster, which it could be, you know, it could be, it could just be because last time I recorded the pod here, the sound didn't work. But I think the idea is with a Mercury retrograde is that you learn from the mistakes and you do things differently. That's the whole point of retrograde. That's why I like retrograde, because you're more careful. Last time it was like, oh yeah, we'll just do the podcast, it'll be fine. No one will back up the sound, don't need to. But when Mercury's retrograde, you become aware of Mercury more. So that could be it. And hopefully Mercury will just take over and there'll be some mischief, but also some great information. Thursday, the moon will still be in Virgo, trine to Jupiter and trine to Uranus eventually after making the new moon. Now, the new moon is very early. It's at like 2 in the morning in the UK. So in the US, it's on the 14th, obviously, because the time difference is 5 hours minimum. So yes, for us, it's at the 15th. And then Mercury stations direct a few hours later. So the moon has to move into Libra. So that's 9:18. So it's at least 18 hours after the. Is that right? Could that be right? I think it is. Should be 18 hours because the moon moves 1 degree every 2 hours and the new moon's at 21 and the moon moves to Libra before. Too much gibberish. Sorry, everyone. Some of you will get that, some of you won't. I am trying to pitch the podcast at the astrology geeks and the brand new people, and I'm very aware of that. And it's tiring because, and I've spoken to a lot of friends recently, and I think I said this last week, who are like, whoa, 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 rein it in, because I'm like, planet, planet, planet. But that's because so many of you now have been on the journey with me for a long time that I've become accustomed to talking in planets. But I was really good at not speaking in planets. That was actually what I felt that I was really good at when I started teaching astrology, is like, I saw how other astrologers just weren't able to dumb it down. I don't know why, but they just wouldn't. And I know how to do it. I know how to take the astrology out of it. And I really want to get back to that being my USP. But also, I don't want to bore the pro astrologers. So there we are. That's how we are. And that's also how we roll in the Cosmic Club, by the way. There's all levels in there. And there's one person has said, yeah, there's too much astrology. Everyone else is like, I'm a beginner, but I'm learning and it's great. And everybody's talking to me and I'm picking a lot up. So there you go. It's not just astrology in the Cosmic Club. And I have plans for other things, but I'll talk about that another time. Okay, so Mercury stationing direct. Everybody's going to say it's great. It's not always great. The day a planet changes direction is actually often the most nuts. So good luck with that. Thursday, Friday, all the trading platforms tend to go a bit wonky, currencies, things like that. Especially when we're in aspect to Uranus, it could be great. I'm not dreading it at all. I think it could be really fun. I might take a last minute trip somewhere, but again, this Uranus is on my moon. I may have mentioned. So all things Uranian or how I'm vibing at the minute. But yeah, it's just. When Mercury is out of shadow, it's over. But Mercury is not out of shadow this week. So just bear that in mind. Saturday, we have Venus square to Jupiter. And we had that on the 22nd of August. And we probably had it, well, we definitely had it previously. I have a blog on my website all about it with the dates in there if you want to get all the dates. But there could be, it's about Venus, money, Jupiter, extravagance. So if you spent too much, have you overstepped your mark? Have you stepped up? Have you said what needs to be said? Do you feel spun out? Do you feel pulled in too many directions? I can't remember what I did on the 22nd of August, but I'm definitely going to read about it and think about it and see how it fits in. It's also like an expectation of love. It's is you could have very def you could be deflated. You could feel romantic promise on Saturday. But then you could also be like really swept up because we have the moon and Mars in Libra on Saturday. So we've got some really Libra is the planet, the sign of relationships, and to have the moon and Mars there could be, honestly, Mars and the moon together is never my favorite. Mars antagonizes the moon. I remember being out actually September 2020. And there was a moon Mars conjunction in Aries. And I remember just, I'd had a couple of drinks and I just went home early. I was just like, I'm done. I hate this. I hate this moon Mars shit. But I don't really like going out. So I'm a bad example. But I will be going out on Saturday. And I don't know how that will go, but I shall let you know. I will let you know. And all of you guys, bear in mind, you could overdo it. But also, you could just have a really, really great night. And if you're having a great night, know when to stop. If you want, if you don't want to, if you just want to overdo it, you do that. But I would bear that in mind. There is definitely a tendency that things could boil over. They could be brilliant, but then they could boil over. and just bear that in mind. Sunday, everything in Libra still. Moon square Pluto at 28 degrees. Deep. I'm just going to say deep for that. Right before the moon enters Scorpio, we're doing the psychic night. That's great. Love that for us on Sunday the 17th. There's some real depth, confronting deep emotions. Consider that Venus, the planet that rules Libra, is now direct and square to Jupiter. It's all very, I think there's a lot of looking in the mirror. Look yourself in the mirror on Sunday and be like, is this really what, is this it? You know, there's going to be a lot of chat on Friday, or Mercury's direct now, it's all good. And then you look yourself in the mirror on Sunday and be like, I don't feel good. I feel boiled, like a boiled, not crab, some kind of Libran animal. But it could be great. It's just reality, realness, a bit more real. Even though, how can anything be real when we've got the sun applying to Neptune? You know, maybe there is a strong tension between your delusions, your dreams, and the reality, because the sun opposes Neptune when on Tuesday the 19th. So that applying aspect will be really feeling. And I've spoken about Neptune already. Neptune is opposing the new moon. Why, like, more widely, Neptune's 26 and new moon's 21. The sun will obviously be at 26 on the 9 on the 19th. If you don't speak numbers, don't worry about it. It's just the degrees of the zodiac are how we make precise predictions. And if you know what degree you are and you hear your degree mentioned, then it's relevant, particularly if it's in the same mode or element. But if you don't know what I mean, do learn to read your birth chart. Or you don't even need to do that. I think I've still got my free workshops on my website. There's a page called Collaborations, I think, the final tab. And it's all the podcasts, not all, but some of the podcasts I've been on, and Fern Cotton's Happy Place digital version in 2020. And I've got two free workshops on there that cover basic astrology. So you could just watch them because they will cover that. Okay. Monday, the moon's in Scorpio. Kind of productive, like that. I like that. Trine Saturn, sextile Mercury, good. Crack on. I love a Monday. I'm loving getting on with things again back in the UK. Now it's not a bazillion degrees. And on the 19th, we have the Sun Neptune opposition. So that's a little bit dreamy. But I do love a Neptune aspect. You might be tired. You might want a nap. You might be very creative. The moon is opposing Jupiter also. You could just be feeling really creative and have loads of ideas and have a great go, but get away, go for a walk, get some time in nature, shut your laptop, or if you can, just take five, take 10, listen to a podcast, do something that is going to just take you out, take you away from what you normally do and leave you feeling inspired. And then on Wednesday, we still have the moon in Scorpio until it moves to Sag. Yippee. And the moon in Sag will square Saturn, and the sun will trine Pluto. Oh, I like Wednesday. I'm a big fan of this. This is more open-minded, more excited. You're looking for the future. You've been inspired by Neptune. You've looked yourself in the mirror on Sunday, and you've made some decisions, and you've reached a crunch point, and now you're feeling optimistic again, and you're feeling empowered again, and you're going to get on with it. That's how I feel. And the following day, the 21st of September, is International Day of Peace. And yeah, we've got all this Sag moon in extravaganza, moon in Sag trine Venus in Leo, fiery moon, fiery Venus. Lovely, lovely. You know what? We had sun trine Jupiter on Friday, didn't we? It was such a nice day. I hope you had a nice day on Friday. I know a lot of people aren't having a nice time, and I am curious as to what it is. Like, you know what I said earlier about the blocks? You know, it can just be shit. It can just be grief. There's always going to be grief. People are always, there's always going to be problems. But sometimes we're not the most depressed when we're grieving. Sometimes we're the most depressed when we're depressed. And that's the where the bespoke astrology comes in, and where being able to read your charts is really helpful. and just God, massively soothing is what it is. Okay, horoscopes, everybody. The new moon in Virgo. So this is for your intentions, the focus in your life, the if you have absolutely no idea what your life is, what themes are presenting for you, if you just live in your life and everything's fine, then mindfully focus on this area as a suggestion. Aries, this new moon is in your sixth house of work, and your ruler Mars is in Libra relationships. So somehow you are setting intentions around work, health, daily routines, and you have been inspired. Maybe you're getting a PT, maybe you're getting a new client. It's just because my sister, it's my sister's birthday on Friday, and she's rising Aries and she's a PT. So this new moon is in her sixth with her ruler in the seventh. So maybe she's going to get some new clients. That's what I was thinking. But maybe you're going to be her client, It's that the one-to-one relationship that's resetting the health vibes. Taurus, new moon in your fifth with your ruler now direct in the fourth. So your children, you could be setting intentions about your creativity, what you put out into the world, what brings you joy, what brings you fulfillment, where do you feel most creative? And I presume it's something to do with being at home, working from home, and maybe your children, or maybe you as a child, maybe you're the child, and it's like the what you want to create as opposed to what your parents want to create could be that. Gemini. Your ruler is still retrograde at the new moon, and the new moon will be in your fourth house. Where do you want to live? I don't know where I want to live. Setting some intentions about what home feels like to you, where you feel safe, where you feel secure, what you want to create, where you want to be, how you want to live, the routines, the work schedules as well, because whatever's in the fourth opposes the tenth, and you could be reconsidering that. Cancer, new moon in the third. How do you want to express yourself? How do you communicate? Are you actually saying what needs to be said? They're not telepathic, It's opposite Neptune. Uranus is breaking things. It could be to do, yeah, you could be saying some. Uranus is in your 11th. Sorry, I have noticed that I don't finish sentences. When I feel that something's obvious, I just say half a sentence and then move on. I am trying to stop doing that. So, yes, new moon in the third, in aspects of Uranus, or everybody's in aspects of Uranus, which means everybody could be doing a fresh start. I've already said that. This is a fresh start for everybody. Leave the past behind. Leave it behind. Start again. Third house, communicate. Okay. Don't bring up the past, Cancer. We know you're attentive, but just move on and say what needs to be said. Leo, this new moon is in your second house. How do you value yourself, your self-esteem? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you want to? Do you want to cut the crap? Do you want to stop replaying the voices in your head from the last project you worked on? Or do you want to go, do you know what? That's that. I know what I'm good at and I'm going to do it. Okay. How do you want to set intentions around that? Virgo, this is your new moon. And you get to set intentions about how you want to show up. How do you want to be of service? What have you learned? Saturn's in your seventh house. Saturn's in your relationship sector. What are other people showing you? How have you been of disservice to yourself because you've been too obedient? How can you let go of that and move on? Libra, this is in your 12th house, and Venus is in your 11th of groups, your chart ruler. So, with that in mind, there is something in your subconscious that hasn't yet been seen. Uranus is in your 8th, and this new moon is aspecting the 8th. So, you've got the 12th and the 8th. The 12th and the 8th are like secret, hidden. The underworld, the psychological, the mysterious, the dream world, whatever's niggling you, set an intention to resolve it, to find the right healer, or like note your dreams, write your dream journal, something to help you get past it, get clarity, move on from it, so you're not stuck in some kind of cycle of repetition. Scorpio, this new moon is in your 11th with your ruler. in the 12th or in the third, depending which ruler we use. Let's use Pluto, who's in the third. So your new moon is in the 11th. That's the lucky one, Scorpio. This is where you get to make 40 wishes instead of 10. You get to set all the intentions. The 11th house is a very blessed part of the chart. So what do you want? What do you want from life? What? Just go for it. Just make wishes at abandon. Yeah, you can consider your groups and your friends and your place in society, but you don't have to. Just talk about anything you want. Sag, this new moon is in your 10th, and your ruler Jupiter is in the 6th of work, and he is widely conjunct Uranus. My friend told me to stop saying conjunct, but she just needs to learn, okay? So Uranus is 22 and Jupiter is 15. If 22 minus 15 is what? 7 ish. It's kind of 23, it's 8 really. But whenever two outer planets are within 10 degrees of one another, we can say they are conjunct. And that is why we're not getting any of the chill vibes. You'll still hear people online tell you that, oh, the moon in Taurus brings you some nice chill relaxation. No, it won't. Because Jupiter and Uranus are there and they're electrocuting you. So, no. But okay, Sag, this new moon is in your 10th house of career. Spice it up, okay? Your chart ruler is in your 6th. You've got to do more work. You've got to change the way you work. You've got to excite the way you work. Uranus, Jupiter in your 6th, aspecting the new moon in your career sector. Spice it up. And whether that's moving office or moving premises or working abroad or changing your job or whatever it is, quitting, going on traveling for a bit, rebranding, whatever it is, just do it. Fresh start. Capricorn, new moon in your 9th. Saturn, your ruler in the 3rd. Educate yourself. What do you need to learn? Where do you feel lacking? Do you have imposter syndrome or are you just shit? You know, sometimes it's not imposter syndrome. Sometimes you've just not done the work. I doubt that's you, Capricorn, because you've normally done the work and you will normally be overly harsh on yourself. There are other signs that call it imposter syndrome. It's not, it's just lack of experience. And so, what do you want to learn? Where do you want to be experienced? Where do you want to deep dive? Where do you want to shine? What do you need to learn? What do you need to communicate to let people know that you are educated enough to share, to be the expert? What are you the expert in? What do you want to be the expert in? Aquarius, this new moon is in your 8th house of sex, death, and other people's money, and Uranus is in your 4th. So, with Uranus, your chart ruler in the 4th, there is some kind of change at home. Uranus has been in your 4th for bloody ages, but it's like something, some surprise, and that is trying to this new moon in your 8th. Of sex, death, other people's money, transformation, marriage, divorce, death. I've said death, but I'm saying it again. But death can be anything, a death of identity, a death of the way you were. Just like I've been saying about, you know, this is the relationship, this is a love revolution. If there's an acceptance of what was has gone, and that's okay. Let it go. Uranus ruled Aquarius. You're very good at cutting things off. This is just an opportunity to do it again. Make some fresh money start, make some fresh money decisions. You don't need to make the same mistakes again, ever again, ever. Anybody still listening to this? Pluto, this is a love revolution. It's a value revolution. Everything's changing. Just let the past go. Pisces, new moon in your 7th house of relationships with Neptune in your 1st house. And we have this polarity, much like Virgo did, in as much as very similar to what I said to Virgo, the signs opposite always get a similar horoscope. This new moon is in your relationship sector. So set intentions. How do you want to show up? Do you want a business partner? How do you want to show up in your romantic relationships? Are you honest in your romantic relationships? Are you just so romantic that you've lost the plot? Are you able to stop romanticizing the past and let go? Are you able to be honest? Are you able to have boundaries? Do you want to have boundaries? Because if you do, again, you don't have to step into any dysfunction, whether it's very minor being too kind dysfunction, or whether it's full blown, this was a bad situation. Whatever it is, you can let that go and you can really blossom with that new moon opposite Neptune into the romance, into the potential, into the deep, deep soul union, where you meet somebody and your heart knows their heart, and it's known it forever, and you just feel this really strong sense of belonging and tap into the universal love. Pisces, you know, that Neptune in Pisces, like the heartbeat of the universe, of the earth, this pulsating love, this like, fuck, this is why I'm alive, this is what I'm here for, to connect with people on this soul level. And if you want that kind of relationship, then set that intention. All of you can do that. Doesn't matter if you're Pisces or Virgo or Scorpio. You know, this new moon opposite Neptune forming an aspect to Uranus is like, forget it. Forget the past. This, I want this. I want love. I want longing. I don't want longing. Maybe I do. I love you so much. I miss you when you go to the toaster. but you know, it's love. It's love. Jupiter is widely aspecting Uranus. Uranus is tightly aspecting the new moon. Jupiter expands. Jupiter is abundance. Uranus breaks free. To have them together, aspecting the new moon that is opposing romantic Neptune, just can off the past. Except we've all been lied to. The media, your parents, their parents, generations of madness. And this madness is so strong. It's so strong. Everybody, I mean, I was talking to mum at the weekend, and I do feel lucky that, you know, I've got a lot of Saturn in my birth chart, a lot of well-behaved, good girl, eldest child stuff. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm fine with it. I like it. I am what I am. But I have this circuit breaker, Sun conjunct Uranus aspecting Mars. I have this like, fuck you thing that kicks in that has been difficult to balance over the years, but has got me out of some sticky situations, I think. And it's like that, like kind of on the spectrum, people will be like, oh, are you autistic? Like, I'm not, whatever. I'm not going down that right now. I'm not talking about that now. But the authentic thing, not being able to be fake, is helpful, because a lot of people can do it, and it doesn't necessarily get us anywhere good. And this new moon is an aspect to Uranus. You know, Uranus is about freedom and authenticity. And sometimes we have to compromise. Mars is in Libra at the minute. The South Node is in Libra, but the South Node being in Libra, it's been like, you've compromised too much. You no longer know who you are, North Node in Aries. You no longer recognize yourself and your power. You no longer are an individual. You're just a people pleaser. And it's got you nowhere good, I think. Okay, that's enough. The Cosmic Club, guys, is cool as fuck. It's really nice. I can send very friendly emails. It's we do events where nobody else comes in. Everyone's getting to know each other. It's really, really nice. There's all ages there. At the minute it's all women, but we do, if we wanted to have one boy, you would be it, sir. We would love to have you there. We have Grant, the psychic, who is great. And, you know, I'm going to, particularly because I'm away in October, there'll be a lot of great guest speakers coming, hopefully. There should be. The problem is with guest speakers is dropping out the last minute. It's a real pain in the ass when that happens. Especially when you're in another time zone and it's midnight. But lovely Rosie stepped in last minute last time. I just was able to put it on Instagram. But there is that concern that whilst I'm away for 2 weeks. But we'll work that out. Mercury's retrograde right now and we'll work it out. But yeah, it is. I'm excited about it. I haven't had time to be excited about it, actually. But I was when I started it. And I think I'm going to think about what we put in, and I don't want to overwhelm either. It's like, we're not here to live on the frigging internet. And also, some people have been like, oh, I get all I need from Francesca from her podcast. And I'm like, okay. So I'm torn as to like whether I put my horoscopes, behind the Cosmic Club. I don't really want to do that. But I also don't like people saying, I'm not going to pay you anything because you do everything for free anyway, you know? So at a certain point, there will have to be, well, not necessarily. I like giving. I like being, I really like being of service. I've got Saturn in the sixth. I'm not here to, I'm balancing that. I'm learning about that. But sharing my thought process with you, basically. That's all that was. That's where I stand. Okay. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope the sound's okay. And catch you next time. This has been Francesca Oddi for the Astrology Oddcast, where we look at the weekly astrology and talk it through. We are coming back with more interviews and all the like. I'm going to get a proper podcast person to like edit things and not edit things, because I love Heidi editing it and doing all the timestamps is great. But it's, I don't know, the stuff that I don't even know about, basically. And having I want to film the interviews. I don't want to just, I'm happy doing these ones, these weekly ones like this, but I want to get some other content that's like some really cool guests. I've got some really cool guests I could talk to. There's so many people who are like, get me on your pod. And I'm like, yeah, so I was busy. But I want to do it properly, film it, share it and all of that. So that will be coming. Okay, right. Thanks, everyone. And talk to you soon.